107.7 Today FM. Good morning, I'm Kate, and on the phone is Alana Bowes, events coordinator with the town of St. Mary's. How are you, Alana?
Hi, Kate. Thank you so much for having me. I'm well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for calling this morning. We are talking about a big event coming up in St. Mary's this weekend. It is the Stonetown Heritage Festival. You've spent a long time planning this.
Yes, that's correct. So we're really excited. We're looking forward to July 14th to 16th. We are hosting our 26th annual Stonetown Heritage Festival.
26 years.
Yes. So it's definitely had some great roots, and we're excited to welcome people back who have attended in past years. We're excited to welcome new people, and we're looking forward to the weekend.
It's going to be a full weekend, too. What kind of activities can we look forward to? Because I know the schedule is pretty packed.
It is. Yes, it's jam-packed. So it kicks off Friday evening, Friday, July 14th at Cadzo Park. We have live music followed by an outdoor movie in the park with free popcorn for everybody who attends. And then on Saturday, July 15th, we open up our street festival. That begins at 9 a.m., and it is jam-packed. We have heritage tours taking place throughout town. We have a kids' zone packed with activities, inflatables, face painting. We have free horse and wagon rides, workshops throughout the day. And then in addition to that, there's shopping, vendors, food vendors available for our attendees throughout the entire day. And that is downtown St. Mary's.
And it takes up the whole street, doesn't it?
That's right, yes. Yeah. So this year we're closing down a portion of Queen Street and a portion of Water Street and filling the downtown with lots of fun.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I went last year with the cruiser and had a blast. So the Stratford Motor Products Community Cruiser will be there again this year for sure.
Awesome.
Going to be sweet.
Great. We look forward to having you.
Yeah.
And you'll definitely have to check out some of our new additions this year as well. We have a Riverview Walkway Art Walk. So we're showcasing 10 local artists along the Thames River. There's all different kinds of art being showcased, from ceramics, oil paintings, indigenous artwork, and we also have a children's art gallery set up this year as well.
That is super cool. And you guys are also doing a community mural of some sort?
We did. So on Canada Day, we had that open to the community, and then we will have that community mural that's been painted. We'll have that up at our music at Milt Dunnell. So that's something new this year as well. We're taking, after the street festival, we're taking the party to Milt Dunnell Field. We'll have three bands playing, and that's from 5 until dusk. And then the evening we'll close out with our fabulous Rotary Fireworks show.
Oh, cool. And that community mural, that was in partnership with Ruby Art, right?
It was, correct, yeah.
She's awesome. Heather Packman with Ruby Art, she's amazing. She does classes all throughout the year, so people should check her out.
Absolutely.
And of course, with an event this size and with all this stuff going on, you probably have a lot of sponsors and volunteers that you want to thank.
We do, yes. Yeah, we're so appreciative of all of our wonderful sponsors this year. And then we also have a big group of volunteers that help make this event possible. So we just want to give a shout out to them and say thank you so much for continuing to make Stonetown Heritage Festival possible.
And we are looking forward to it. It sounds like it is going to be a super eventful weekend. You're going to have to be in St. Mary's all weekend long. So where can we find more information about the Stonetown Heritage Festival online?
Yeah, so you can visit the website, discoverstmarys.ca/festival, and follow Town of St. Mary's on our social media, Instagram and Facebook.
Thank you so much, Alana Bowes, events coordinator with the Town of St. Mary's. We are looking forward to the Stonetown Heritage Festival.
Thank you very much, Kate. Looking forward to seeing everyone in downtown St. Mary's.